A few Wranglites, city and federal employees, are standing around as I walk towards the Shuchkinadeya trailhead, or the Mount Dewey Extension Trail. We're in a parking lot off of the old Airport Loop Road. The opening day has finally come. The trail connects to the mountainside trail that reaches about 300 feet in elevation to almost the top of Mount Dewey. Rosemary Ruhoff is here with her dog.
Well, I have a favorite pet here, and yes, anything that will get Wrangell people off their duff and out into the fresh air and the sunshine and the rain and doing something physical.
She says the new trail represents health and gets people off their phones. She says it's all part of eating right, exercising, drinking lots of water, and getting out in the fresh air. Andrea Gillen is also an outdoor enthusiast. She's here with her 3-month-old son, Jackson.
I love these trails, especially with him. We've actually already done this one the other day.
Parks and Rec Director Lucy Robinson welcomes everyone at the trailhead.
This will be the first time we've ever taken steps on it, right? Nobody's hiked it.
Right.
I know.
Twice.
We all have.
Twice.
Today we're here to celebrate something truly special, and it is the opening of a new trail that connects us even more deeply to this incredible land we call home.
She says the trail plan originated in 2012. It took 12 years for the trail to be approved, designed, funded, and built.
This is years of planning, hard work, and a shared commitment to creating spaces that everyone in our community can enjoy, whether you're out for a casual walk, a challenging hike, or just a bit of time in nature. This place is pretty special. It is a beautiful trail.
Robinson says it's more than a path through the forest and muskeg, though.
It bridges across generations, connecting us to those who have cherished this land long before us and to those who will carry on that legacy long after we're gone. It's also a testament to the power of community created by many hands, countless hours, and a shared vision of making our outdoors more accessible to all.
Standing near the middle of the bright green ribbon in front of the trailhead and holding gigantic scissors, Mayor Patty Gilbert thanks the borough and Parks and Rec staff. She says grant money does not come free.
Comes with a lot of what do you want to call strings that you have to pull. So it's not an easy process, nor is it a quick process.
And
so,
some ribbons too.
Yeah, and some ribbons too. And quite appropriate, green instead of red.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
So.
Wrangell Cooperative Association, or WCA, tribal member Virginia Oliver shares a few words on the spur trail before the mayor cuts the ribbon. She acknowledges her teachers who came up with the trail name, Shuchkinadeya.
The name they came up with was the path over the meadow, and you could call it the path over the muskeg or the trail over the swamp. And those words are Shuchkinadeya.
And with that, the mayor cut the ribbon and the trail is officially open. The city is working on a sign to install at the new trailhead. They are also talking about putting in an audio button where people can learn the trail's Tlingit name. Mount Dewey's trail extension doesn't end here today, though. There's future plans to extend the trail system even further to the historic Petroglyph Beach, about a mile outside of town. At the Shuchkinadeya Trailhead, I'm Colette Zarnicki.
This is so cool. I love it.